Just a few weeks ago, the trustees of Cabrillo College, our community college here in Santa Cruz County, voted to change the college's name. They don't have a new name yet, but it is one of those issues that has sparked a lot of conversations. We've had some of them here on the airwaves before that decision was made. Here to talk with me is Adam Spickler, one of the people on the subcommittee that voted in favor of changing the name. Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm good, Rachel. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks for being on. I understand you're having a vacation. You took a little time, so extra appreciation to you for going beyond the call of duty as a trustee. So this decision was made first after a lot of input from the community. I understand in the final tally, 56% of the donors, students, and alumni were not in favor of the name change, and then the rest were. Lots of forums, lots of input. My first question is, why did the vote come out the way it did, do you think, even though it was the public opinion that you received was tilting the other way?
So I think what you're asking is, why did the Cabrillo Governing Board vote in a way that didn't necessarily align with the majority of the responses we got from the surveying that we did?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a great question. It's the one we face probably the most frequently. And I appreciate the curiosity people have, the concern that some folks have shown. And I think there are a couple of ways to look at what we did from the college's perspective. When we set up our subcommittee to explore the name of the college, we put together a task force to help us figure out how to set our priorities and parameters for going about doing this the right way. And what we ultimately wound up conducting over a two-year period was first a really robust session of education series sessions. And that took place over the span of about 3 months over the spring semester of 2021 and spring into summer. And over the fall of 21, we conducted our listening sessions, and that was really pretty expansive as well. So the surveys really were geared towards people who participated in either the education series or the listening sessions. So already, we're not talking about just a broad sampling of our larger community. We're talking about folks who understood that Cabrillo was considering renaming the college, and folks came because they had a vested interest. That right away kind of skews who it is that you're surveying and how the survey might turn out. One of the most interesting pieces that our subcommittee paid a lot of attention to, when we were doing our education series, one of the survey, the primary survey question asked, we would survey folks at the beginning, entering into whatever education session it was, because we had about six of them, asking them what they knew and understood about the college, how we got our name as a college, who Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo was, the namesake of the college. And then after the session ended, we asked some of those same questions to see if they learned anything. But then the question we ended with was, did anything you learn at this session tonight change your opinion about whether or not the college should continue to be named after Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo? The percent of folks who said, yes, what I learned tonight has changed my mind, was really one of the things in all of our surveying that stuck out the most, because there was a pretty, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, so I'm not recalling, but there was a significant growth in the amount of folks who actually said, yes, what I learned through listening, through this education session, changed my mind. And I'm now where I was leaning towards keeping the name Cabrillo. I'm now leaning towards changing it.
Really interesting. So there was some change of heart. I have talked to some people, and full disclosure, I teach at Cabrillo College. I've taught there since the mid-90s, so on and off in the journalism department. And there were some people who said they didn't really know who he was at all, so therefore they only thought of the word Cabrillo as the college itself. They had no idea who he was. And of course, the whole process of talking about it has educated a lot of people about who this person was, and maybe that they weren't as savory as perhaps they had thought they were. But originally, a lot of people just thought it was the college's name without any really person behind the name.
Appear to have lost reception.
Okay, are you still there? But can you hear me?
Hello? I can hear you now, Rachel, but I missed a bit of what you said.
Okay, I was saying that a lot of people, before they knew anything about Cabrillo, thought that was just the college's name, had no connection to a person, which would have changed
right.
their attitude or their sentimental attachment to the name.
Right. And the folks that did, and that's this is one of the really interesting pieces for me, kind of a argument feels like the wrong word, but I'm not sure of a better word to use. But some of the arguing is when the original founders picked the name of the college, they did so with, and I learned this from Sandy Lydon, somebody I respect greatly in our community, but somebody whom on this issue I disagree with. Our founding fathers, if you will, because they were all men, on the Cabrillo Governing Board at the time that the name was chosen, had a commitment to finding a name that would be unifying in our community. And so the point you just made, what's really interesting about choosing Cabrillo is it was somebody who is not known historically the way we understand him now. What was known is that just a year or so prior to the bond passing and the college becoming a reality for our community and the need to name it, was that the state legislature named the highway throughout the state of California, Highway 1, was named Cabrillo.
We're having some phone dropout with you, Adam.
Highway.
You just dropped out a little just there, so I wonder if maybe we could try. I wonder if we could try to have you call back on the phone line and see if that's any better, because we're losing.
This could be a unit running through our county, that Atomville and Santa Cruz.
So, Adam, I don't know if you can hear.
You bet.
Try calling the phone.
Let me know what line to call.
Yeah, here we go.
I can hear you.
Okay, it's 831-931-900-5773. Let's get you on the phone.
Okay, I'll call back.
Thank you. He's calling from Mexico, so it's probably a case of just bad phone cell reception, but we'll find out in just a moment. Meanwhile, let me tell you about what's coming up at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, we have The Kooky Side of Crazy with Ryan Althaus, and he will be welcoming his 14-year-old, quote-unquote, little brother from Big Brother's Big Sisters. He'll bravely share his journey to reclaim his life following his mother's leaving the family and his father's death from an overdose. They're joined by Tracy Corpella of Santa Cruz County's Board of Education, discussing our school system's mental health efforts. Don't miss The Kooky Side of Crazy, coming up at 6 o'clock right here on KSQUID 90.7 FM.
Community radio for the Central Coast, KSQD, Santa Cruz.
The eighth wonder of the world!
You are about to enter another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into the Grateful Dead Zone. I'm Eric Nelson, and every Saturday at noon, I assemble the ultimate